And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
My bad.
Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa's here, too. We're laughing and having fun with Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Man, it's just super fun talking fishing in the height of the summertime in Southern California, huh?
I love August, man. It bites everywhere. The weather's great.
To wear a jacket outside.
The weather's great, and if it's not great, it's going to be great soon. You know what I mean? It's not like the winter time where the weather sucks and it's going to suck for the next month. Like if it blows, just wait a couple of days and it's going to get nice again, and the water bounces back fast. Like Willie was just saying, they had a drop in water temp, and you turn around and it gets nice again real fast, and the fish are biting up and down the coast. There's some great tuna fishing that happened offshore. Some great bass fishing up going on at Dana Point. I love it, man.
I mean, it's really good, but it's probably going to get better.
Right, exactly.
You're just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Those of you listening to us on 1090, we had a little technical problem there this morning, but we're back up there. And, of course, those of you listening to us on 1090, please download our free Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's Talk Hookup radio show on the App Store, the Google Play Store. That is the guaranteed way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. We're there. The archives are there. So you can, if you miss a show, you miss any part of a show, you can listen to the archives. It's all easy. It's all free. It's on the Let's Talk Hookup app. So please, if you're listening on 1090, great.
Totally.
But back up with the app, because that way you'll know you're going to get us.
If you're an app listener, you would have never known that there was a little hiccup with 1090 this morning, but if you're on 1090 and you do see a hiccup, man, just go to the app. That's where it's at.
That's it.
And just go to the app anyways. It's easier.
Yeah, it's easier, yeah.
It's like, right, you get busted off on one ride, you got to go to the other. You got to have a backup.
Exactly, Well, what a great couple of prizes we're giving away, too. And your best chance to win those prizes is calling on the phones right now.
No doubt. I mean,
we already have 100 texts, and we're not going to get through them all.
You just look at the sheer numbers of it exactly. You know, how many phone calls have made it on the air so far? A half a dozen at the most. And there's so many text messages come through, which we love and appreciate so much. It's awesome. So proud to have such great participation and such a great
family. And very appreciative, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Let's Talk Hookup. And our listeners are everything, and they make the show. And, we appreciate the support. Again, if you want to join this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. It's open right now. Or send us a text. Again, the only way to text in the show is, again, through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, like Pete said. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can also listen to all the archive shows. If you missed yesterday's show with Blue Sea Stabilizers and you want to hear about that killer Seakeeper ride system for your skiff, you can go back and listen to Chris and Ali talk about that. You can listen to your car and your ride home from work, whatever you want. Super easy way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. And again, it's the only way to text in your questions for the second hour here on Let's Talk Hookup. Make sure that you include your name and your phone number with your text as well, because if you win one of today's great prizes, we want to make sure to get it to you. And Pete Boy, you said it best, giving away a couple of awesome prizes. Again, a caller and a texter are both going to win at the end of today's show, and a coin flip is going to designate which one wins two half-day passes at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. The other is going to win two three-quarter-day passes at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. How cool is that?
How about that, huh? 213-432-1090. Open right now. I have a great text here from Brad. He's calling from San Diego, and it says, good morning. What time are your departures and returns? We haven't really discussed that.
Yeah, okay, good question. Yeah. So our all-day stuff departs 5 a.m. And it's, 5 to 5, but it's not back at 5 p.m. It's generally an hour or two after that, for sure. Sometimes there's a weird circumstance where there might be a charter on the boat and that boat has to be back, but 9, 10 out of 10 times it's, clear and good. So 5 a.m. on our all-day stuff. Half day, 6:30 and noon. okay, we have 2 half-day trips that'll run, the double half-day trip, and then a half-day, you know, like a twilight trip will depart at 5:30, and then our three-quarter-day stuff departs at 6 a.m., and it's generally back between 3, 4, something. It just depends on where we're at, 3, yeah. 4, 5 o'clock. All just kind of depends on where we're at and what we're doing. So 6 a.m., three-quarter-day, 5 a.m., all day. 6:30 in the morning for half day.
And I know that, you know, we've discussed it a bunch. You guys bounce around a lot. What would you say the Sum Fund tends to do the most of?
We do a lot of three-quarter day stuff. Cool. We do quite a bit of that.
Do you have a preference on, again, you get to plug in everywhere, half days, doubles, three quarters. Do you have a preference?
I don't
You just
care.
Like fishing.
You know, what I don't like is, you know, a twilight trip and then a 5 a.m. trip.
I believe that, yeah.
Right?
That's a full-day trip.
Yeah. So that's a tough one, right?
Get in. So you'll do full days on the Sum Fund.
Yeah, we'll do full day. Yeah.
So what's the difference between a three-quarter day and a full day?
So a full day is it's a 12-hour trip, okay? Mm-hmm. Three-quarter day is generally a 9-hour trip.
Right, gotcha.
Traditionally.
Okay. So depart at 5 a.m. for the full day, depart at 7 a.m. for the...
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Three-quarter day.
So an hour difference.
So it's an hour difference in departure time, but then, you know, you have 2-3 hours on the backside of the trip. As far as time difference.
So. Yeah, so you get in later.
Yep.
Yeah, what time do you return, generally speaking, on three-quarter?
It depends on what we're doing.
Yeah.
If we're,
if we're
just bass fishing, you know, the thing is, here's the deal. Yeah, we don't like to be back right on time, but we get a lot of, like, out-of-town passengers, right, that might be squeezing something. They got to catch a plane and be gone, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we try to be prompt and keep that top of mind. So 3-4, somewhere in there, just kind of depends. Yeah.
All right.
That's something we fight so much. Like, that's something that's been such a struggle for our guys at the landing right now. The tuna fishing, I mean, let's be real, this season mostly happens at night. So all of your production
and
is being
far
done
away
at night.
Right now.
You got it, dude.
Yeah.
So like, you can't stay until it gets light out because you won't make it home in time. But you've been struggling all day to wait for the dark to get there, and you're finally getting on fish. And, you know, you only had a couple of short stops, and the guys around you had big stops. And you know that, man, just one more kick of the sonar, I might find the one and get it done. But we got to get in because the morning guys load again. And, you know, here all the time we got guys that have to catch flights and get on the road.
Yeah.
And fish processing needs fish early because everybody wants same day. It's like such a struggle with, you know, wanting to stay late, you know, because there's nobody that wants to come in early. But you've also got to take care of the next guys up. That's got to be
other
the struggle.
Factors,
totally.
You know, for sure. Stuff behind the scenes. Maintenance, fuel, oil changes.
Yeah.
Other, you know, like I said, a lot of our business is charter business. Someone will have the boat chartered during the day, and then we'll have a group of Boy Scouts that charter the boat for a twilight trip. So we have to respect everyone's time frames in between. And it's not that we don't want to keep you out longer. We have, you know, time constraints for sure.
That's the part that I don't envy of the guy behind the wheel. There's so many decisions to have to make, and that's what makes it so cool to just be a passenger, to just get to hang out,
right.
Show up, eat a cheeseburger, catch a couple bass.
And you're three-quarter day fishing, right?
It,
you're
dude.
Out there on
I
your day off,
it.
Away.
Totally.
Doing what you want to do, absorb your time off, have a great time, and, you know, let us take you fishing.
So rad.
Just, yeah.
That is so rad.
Cool.
You have a great text.
For sure. I said, good morning, guys. Brian, I absolutely love that new San Mateo. How sleek. My question is, what's up with the old San Mateo? I love that boat. Is he still at the landing? Is she still running trips? Mario in Pasadena.
Yeah, Mario. Boat's still there. It still does run some half-day charters, for sure. It's open for charter. It's also... Someone wants to buy it, it's for sale.
Hey, hey.
So, you know, it's just, it's a phenomenal little boat that is very versatile for what, you know, the guys will do whale watch charters for small family groups on it. They'll do, you know, they'll all day fish on it. It's a cool little platform for fishing, you know, a small group, all day fishing, three-quarter day, whatever. It's a cool little boat, and it's still there, and it's still... Totally available.
Without question, my favorite catch of that boat was the Wahoo.
Totally.
No doubt. I mean, that was so rad
Crazy.
When that happened.
Yep. Wahoo back whenever that was, 2015 or whatever. Yeah. Just... That boat's been around a long time. It's
just because of what
boat.
She is. Yeah, it's an older boat. It's a smaller boat. It's
right.
So perfect fishing in, tight to the beach. You couldn't hardly draw a more perfect boat for getting in and doing that cool coastal fishing.
Totally.
But then to catch the fish that's like the most opposite of that. You know,
totally.
It's so cool.
Just total polar opposite.
Yeah, that was fun. Hey, we'll appreciate that very much. Fun text, Mario. How about we jump into the phones, Pete?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's talk to Chuck calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well.
Great, buddy.
Hey, so right, coming down for three-quarter, like I went out yesterday at a different landing, brought like four different rods with me, used one. What do you recommend if we're going three-quarter fishing for the most part for the standard stuff that you really just need to show up with and leave the rest at home?
Got it. I would say like an 8-foot bait rod. You know, conventional casting rod with a, you know, a 300 or 400 size reel. You can fish braid if you wanted to put some, you know, 50-pound braid on there and then be able to change out a monofilament. Top shot, anything from like 15 to 30 pound would probably cover you for a three-quarter day. An assortment of hooks, something from like a size 4 up to a 1.0 would cover you for what we have for bait right now. And then a little pack of assorted sliding sinkers from like an 1/8 ounce to maybe a 1/2 ounce, a couple torpedo sinkers, a couple rubber lures. You'd be pretty set with that type of setup. If you wanted to bring, you know, an additional heavier bait rod in the event that, you know, we'd come across something bigger.
Which could happen.
Totally could happen.
70-pound yellowfin?
Totally. There could be some yellowfin maybe in our travels. There's always an opportunity of a sea bass and some of the kelp that we're fishing or that yellowtail. But, yeah, simple stuff, 300-400 size reel and an 8-foot, you know, medium action rod would have you covered.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, I have great checks here from Sam in Irvine, and Sam says, do you have designated, we talked about parking earlier in the new structure, but do you have designated parking for the fishermen available? I have fished your landing in the past, but heard there was construction making parking difficult. I do twilight trips in the summer, and my family and friends, Dana is one of the best.
Awesome. Yeah, we do have specific parking. When you check in the morning, the person checking you in will give you a parking permit that you will display on your dashboard. Yes, they do have people patrolling the parking lots and checking that kind of stuff. So listen very keenly to the instructions that the person checking you in gives you parking-wise. Sometimes it's easy to miss some small details when you're checking in, so let them, they will direct you to where you need to park, and I'm just going to tell you it's important you put that parking permit that you get from our office
because you'll get
on your dashboard.
Ticketed or towed,
you
right?
May, yeah. We've, you know, that's happened
that
before.
Happens, yeah.
But just make sure you jump through the right hoops and you have the right stuff, and you'll be fine. And again, it's free. You don't need to pay for any of that stuff. But just make sure you have it and you display it.
Speaking of parking, I want to discuss Pizza Nova parking here because I see guys getting towed every single day out of the Pizza Nova lot. It's like they park, they either walk over to Mitch's or they walk over to the landing to go buy something from Rick.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it. They're watching on cameras.
Yeah.
I know for a fact because this is where the world headquarters is, right? And I see it every day. And I just want to do a service for our listeners.
That's good stuff.
If it's after 10:30 in the morning,
yep.
Get your car out of Pizza Nova lot.
And if you need to get something,
yeah.
If you need to get something from the tackle store, you can pull right in front of the front door of the shop. I realize that you know, unfortunately, that's not a spot you can park if you're going on a fishing trip. But the lot gets full and it gets busy, and there's a lot of 30-minute parking that's in there. But even that gets full from time to time. You can pull right in front of the front doors if you're popping into the tackle store. Like, obviously, same deal. You know, you're going to get yanked if you're there to go on your, you know, on your day and a half trip. But if you need something from the tackle shop, pull right in front of the front door, no problem ever, all good. Do not park at Pizza Nova. You will get towed.
Yeah, yeah. I feel so sorry for Sean, who's kind of oversees the parking here for Sun Harbor Marina. And that poor guy, he's like, he doesn't want to tow your car, right? But he has
to.
It's his job, right?
He wants it.
You think so?
No, I'm just playing.
No, he's a cool dude.
Yeah. Hey, I thought this was a great text. It's, good morning. This is Mike. I just really want to compliment everyone at Dana War Sport Fishing for their kids' programs that they've had for many years. I took my son Jack on that. It was a wonderful experience, and they set the hook for him for many years of fishing many years ago. He's currently working as a crew member on board the Oceanside 95, and I couldn't be more proud. Thanks again for everything you guys have done to set the hook for my boy. That's from Mike in Oceanside.
That's cool.
We have some great programs. We have those summer camps that we do, and I'm going to straight up tell everybody that's listening is we are able to, you know, we find our crew through these programs. It's like the minor league system and it's awesome. I have a guy working for me now that went through our kids' camps. There's guys on other boats that are working now that have gone through those kids' camps. And, you know, we have boats from down south that try and steal our guys, right?
All the time.
All the time, yeah. Because, you know, we're able to develop these kids. We see that they have interests, and we spend the time, you know, teaching them and giving them, you know, a good foundation. A lot of them, yeah, if they want to go and move on to a new opportunity, that's awesome. But we try and, you know, through those kids programs, it's great for everybody. It allows us to, you know, really spend some time with the kids and develop, you know, people that want to pursue possibly a career in the industry as well.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah, well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bob, called us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Took my Colorado granddaughter and my 7-year-old great-grandson on the real fun on the afternoon trip yesterday. He puts on one of these, like, minnow-type anchovies. 10 seconds, he's got a calico. He nice. Runs back, and I'm trying to get my granddaughter going, and he hooks a mackerel. Then he hooks another calico. 2 hours of a straight bite, wide open for the whole boat.
He's so busy. Bob, you were busy.
I love
shaking
it.
Fish off. That's awesome, man. Give
yeah, and a couple years ago when those wahoo and so were the yellowfin took my daughter on the old San Mateo. 3 minutes outside the harbor, they saw some jumping fish. She threw out her bait runner. I said, let out a little 40-pound yellowfin tuna on the San Mateo.
That's awesome. Yeah, Bob, good stuff.
The wolf
love
is getting bit, man.
Point.
Yeah,
it's,
like,
it's in their DNA.
How old are your grandkids?
5 minutes from where I live.
That's it. How old are the grandkids,
Thank
Bob?
You, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I have 4 great-grandsons. Two
sons.
Being twins, and the 4-year-olds have already been on the boat.
Oh, my gosh. Starting at 4.
No surprise there, buddy.
The Wolfsons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call, Bob. Great to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to win those trips. There's your chance. Got to talk to Brian Willie. You have a good one, huh, Ricky?
It's more of like an information thing, and I thought it was a great one for Willie. He says, my question is about San Clemente and island closures. Willie, what do you do / what do we do when you're plan is to fish Clemente and there's listed potential island closures. Do you go and wait to be told no? Do you respect the closure? Do you make a game time decision? I'm just trying to play it safe, but also get my fishing in.
Got it. I would say absolutely respect any closure, right? You don't want to be the guy that sends everything
absolutely.
Into a tailspin over there. If you're a Fish Dope member, they have all that stuff posted on their, you know, daily report. So check that if you subscribe to that. And you can go online as well. I know that the military has their site set up. I don't fish San Clemente Island per se, so you know I have zero experience checking that stuff and using it because it just doesn't pertain to my realm.
It's pretty accurate,
but
though.
It's pretty accurate,
yeah.
And you know you'll see the sport boat guys fishing where they need to fish,
right,
a majority of the time, right? So
and if you need to get out of there, they're going to come and run.
They'll come tell you, know, just have your radio on, be able, you know, you need to be able to be communicated with while you're over there too. I'll definitely tell
exactly.
You. Make sure you have your radio on if there's ever a time or a place where you need to absolutely make sure someone can get hold of you, you know, in a zone like that is where you want to
head. And if you hear missiles or rockets coming over your head, it's time to get out.
Time to pull
your
anchor.
If you know you're not supposed to be there, just don't.
Yeah.
Don't
do it.
Yep. Yeah,
it's national security.
I just think all the resources are there for you to know where you need to be. And
exactly.
Just
and they do a good job with it. Yeah. They're respectful, and we should be respectful of what they
100%.
Do, too, for sure. Hey, let's find out what's biting out there. Speaking of fish dope.
You got it, man. It's time for that fishdope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the brand new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations today. And we got him. We got the man, the Angler's Realtor, Yousef Husseini's on the line. What's up, Yousef?
Not too much, guys. How we doing?
Good morning.
Doing great,
hey,
buddy.
Good to hear from you.
There's some good fishing going down.
Good. Yeah, it's been pretty good out there. We started up at the Channel Islands this morning. We're on Santa Rosa Island, man. They've been kicking out some big halibut, 15 to 30 pounders. It's been really good fishing, just like Mark Weir said yesterday. You know, some of the boats getting actual limits up there by Beecher Bay on the squid beds. Some of the boats up on that in that area were trying to get over towards St. Nick. I guess the weather was pretty bad. No report from over there. Santa Monica Bay in the Las Flores area has actually been kicking out some pretty darn good halibut as well. Out at Catalina, the east end backside from Can Dumpster out towards Salta Verde has been really good yellow fishing. It's kind of all the same stuff. Live mackerel is what's getting it done. Out to the Tanner Bank and the Cortez parking lot area, lots and lots of boats. They're fish out there from 15 to 30 pounds, as well as the larger models up in the 200-pound range. Huge spot of fish, big mass. And it's been good fishing. You know, all these charter boats are doing really well, coming home with, you know, the surprise larger model as well as the, you know, limits of the smaller stuff. Coronados have slowed down a little bit, but it's still continuing to bite. If you can find the warm, clean water, you'll get bit. It's an early morning thing. Be out there early, right at sunrise, and hopefully you can take advantage of that awesome fishing that we have. Out offshore, you know, 425, 302, out in those areas, if you can find a paddy, the yellowtail fishing is pretty darn good. They're better sized models, you know, 10 to 20 pounds. And, it's been hard to find the paddies, but once you do, it's like 1 in 3 instead of 1 in 10.
Nice.
Offshore. Yeah, exactly. Offshore, the tuna fishing, we're in a little bit of a lull, as Danny said. For August, it's not cranking full speed anymore like it was, but this is normal. This is August fishing. We're going to have a little slowdown, and then it should pick back up, and these Dorado will start going, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of everything, including those yellows that are down south. We get this south swell to push them up a little and get a little taste of that action.
Yeah, for sure. And how's the real estate game, Yusuf?
It's going great. We're still listing tons of properties. You know, interest rates just dropped, and if you're in the market or you're thinking about buying a home, get out there and buy like yesterday. It's going to go crazy again.
Is it really?
As soon as rates drop, man, it's going to just blow through the roof like it did a couple years ago, and it's going to be very hard to get something. So if you're thinking about moving, move now. And we can do things with bridge loans and that kind of thing to take advantage of the moving market once the rate drops.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, of course, how do we get a hold of you if we want the best advice for the angler's realtor, Yusuf Husseini? How do we find you?
You can call me, 619-277-2169. Get me on social media, at Cal Realty, or look at my website, sportsmansrealty.com.
All right. Thanks, Yusuf. Great to hear from you. Great job. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Appreciate that very much. Hey, well, that's going to wrap up that FishDope.com report. Want to remind you, Norris Lithium Batteries, they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. With Norris Lithium, they feature prismatic cells for extreme durability, their solid connections, and they're known for longevity and for the reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat. It's Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine in both their Anaheim and Lakeside locations for your Norris Lithium batteries.
Hey, Lynn from Aliso Viejo writes, good morning, another great show. I remember a few years ago, the mahi-mahi were running out of Dana and there were no limits. Two questions. I thought someone reported that there's a mahi bite this year, and also, are there new limits on mahi that you know of?
No, I don't think anything's changed on that regard as far as...
Yeah, and there's always been a limit on my humor.
Yeah, it's just 10 fish.
That's way too much anyway. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's not that there's no limit, it's just that the limit is so liberal that it feels that way.
Yeah.
So, if you're in Mexican waters, it's 2.
Right.
Note that.
Got it. So, there's some of that fish out there. I know we set the world on fire, 5 weeks ago or whatever, a month ago, when they saw that one on a kelp. It is what it is.
No, one on a kelp.
Right, one.
Yeah,
right, one. Singular. But whatever, it was when we were in cold
water.
Trust
me, that was a big deal, man.
We were hanging
I think I posted that on the Fisherman's Landing page. Like, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
There's one there.
Something lights it up, man.
It sounds like they're starting to see a little bit of that stuff on some kelps down below here. So maybe it'll fill in.
Yeah.
Who knows? The water is right. It's warm. There's plenty of feed for it. So we'll... to be determined. We'll see what happens. We would love to see it again, for sure. Will it be anything like it was? Probably not. I don't know, but we'll see.
I dig it.
Yeah. Time. Again, like I was talking, it's like we're delayed. We're behind schedule.
I feel
schedule,
the same
right?
way.
So
sure.
I think we're going to have a good fall.
That sounds good to me. I love this Texas. Good morning, gentlemen. This is Bill from Mission Viejo. 12 years ago, I took my son out fishing for the first time in the Sun Fun. Captain Brian showed my son how to hook a bait and how to cast it into the water. He was always with there teaching him the proper way to ocean fish. Fast forward, my son is in his senior year of college and going for his degree in biology, and he wants to have his master's in marine biology. I say all this because one captain on a sport boat took the time with my son Levi, and he changed his life forever. Thanks to Captain Woolley.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Levi was out on the boat with us and one of his buddies just the other day. It doesn't take a lot. It's one of those things. It takes just as much effort to be cool and cordial with your passengers as it does to be angry and right. So what's the point? But, small little things can pay off big dividends in the end. And, we just love getting people out there and, helping them figure it out.
That's so
it,
cool.
Sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're also going to check in with Mike, find out with Biden, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We have on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well-taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of fishing and talking all kinds of fun.
Yeah, special treat on the line right now, our good buddy Michael Foles from Inside Sport Fishing. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, great to have you. Okay, it is out. It's released, and it is amazing. The History of Sport Fishing by Michael Foles. Tell us about it, Michael.
Oh, thanks, Pete. I really appreciate you having me back on. It's been a labor of love over the last 4 years, but we've got it put together. I think we talked last time, and I told you my initial concept was to try to do the Endless Summer meets Ken Burns for sport fishing and do a one-hour special on basically the birth of big-game fishing, because for all intents and purposes, it happened right here off Gadolin Island.
Yeah.
But as we got into it, and the IGFA and the ASA and, you know, Daiwa and AFCO and you guys and the Avalon Tuna Club and San Diego Rod and Reel Club and all these guys said, hey, we've got some great pictures that you're welcome to use, or we might have some old movies and stuff. So it just evolved from being a one-hour movie into a 12-hour documentary series, which we released a couple of weeks ago on your show, and it's been getting rave reviews. So
it's pretty amazing.
I'm pretty thrilled that people are liking it, because honestly, sitting in a hole for 2 years or 3 or 4 years of editing, I really started to lose perspective as to what we were doing or if it was any good at all. And just hearing some feedback now has just meant the world to me. So I want to thank you.
And well deserved too. I opened up the first episode this morning. I got to show it to Brian because it features opening up Dave Hansen and then, yep, of course, Don Hansen, his dad, running the Some Fun off the San Clemente Pier, which is the same boat that you're running today, Brian.
Still around.
Yeah. Cool. Pretty amazing. Yeah. And the footage from that is pretty amazing.
Oh, it's so cool, Pete. The inspiration for the whole movie came when I started collecting old movies, like at swap meets and garage sales and stuff. I'd find these old 8mm, 16mm film cans, and it said fishing on it, so I'd buy them. I had all this footage stored up, like over 40,000 feet of footage. And the stuff on celluloid was starting to go bad. I mean, it rots. It's a living, breathing type of a medium, and it was starting to dissolve. So we had to get it digitized, or it would have been lost forever. And that was the first step, was to take all this footage up to LA, a place called DC Creative, and they did it frame by frame. And the restoration process makes some of this footage that's over 100 years old look like it was almost shot in 4K. So all that footage has been preserved for generations to come, regardless of how it's used in a film or not. But we tried to put it all together into a series people would watch, so,
And people are going to watch it because it is pretty sensational. I know some of the footage with Bill Poole and the San Diego Sport Fishing on there. Yeah. Oh, my. It's all the stuff that's in there. It's just like, it's unbelievable.
Well, we've always said it, that nobody's able to tell the tale through the lens like Michael has. And, like, you know, you've always been so good at editing a story together that you feel like you're there. And all of the classic film, that you have done over the fishing years, like every time you watch an Inside Sport Fishing production, like you felt like you were there, and I can't wait for the history. Like that's what we're gonna do, and this is what we all grew up and doing and knowing what it was like for all those guys and how you broke it down into all the different series. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, it's so cool. So Michael, what I can't believe is how inexpensive it is to get, and that's what blows my mind. Is that tell us about that. The entire series is less than $50.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique situation that the distribution up in Los Angeles with Netflix and Lionsgate and National Geo, they all were very, very interested in the film 2 years ago when we talked to them about the concept. And the money at that time, they were paying serious dollars for licensing a series like this. But it's all been shut down. Hollywood hasn't bought new material in like over a year, ever since the writer's strike. They're threatening to strike with the below the line people, so the studios aren't producing or buying any new materials. So the affiliate program that we set up, reaching out through all the people that we know and letting anglers know that the film's available, is as grassroots of marketing as you can get. And what we wanted to do is to make sure that everybody could afford to see this. It's really a gift to the sport, and I think it's going to be a gift that you can give to your children, for generations to come. I think it's a classic piece of American history wrapped around the sport of fishing.
Yeah, so I paid last night $12.99 on Amazon for a movie that only was good for 3 days. Here, yep, you get, yep, for $49.95, you get 12 hour-long episodes of the history of sport fishing. And how long is it good for? How long is that stream good for, Michael?
It's good for a full year.
Full year. Okay, so it's not going to go away in 4 days. When you purchase it, you have a year to watch it.
One of my buds at the tackle store, Michael, was saying that same thing. He's like, dude, I can't wait to watch this. He goes, but I'm waiting for a day off when I don't have the kids because I want to be able to sit down and watch the whole thing. And I'm worried that I'm not. And that's what we were telling him. Like, no, it's not like when you buy something on Amazon where it goes away right away. And he was under that same impression that, like, well, when I click on it, it's going to expire in 48 hours. Like, no, you get this for the entire year to watch it over and over and watch it at your pace and watch it at your time and watch it on the go, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. It's a full year's license. And the cool thing is, too, every episode is a standalone episode in and of itself. They build on one another, but each episode is sort of a unique experience by itself. I mean, obviously, I think binge-watching all 12 episodes is going to be the ideal way to watch it. But you can pick any episode and watch it at random, and you're going to be involved in that show from the opening frame all the way through the end. So,
and then go back and rewatch it for a whole year. So, Michael, how do we get it?
Really simple. Just go to thehistoryofsportfishing.com. Thehistoryofsportfishing.com, and everything's right there. It takes about a minute to sign up. And there's no obligations, there's no contracts, there's just, you know, you can buy an episode for as little as $10. Or you can buy the whole series for $60 or $50. And then we've thrown in 24 of the best of Inside Sport Fishing's historical films, Tribute to Tuna, Big Boat, Big Fish, Jig Chucker's Ball, Marlin Off the Rocks, all the best of the Inside Sport Fishing films. We've thrown those into a VIP package for another $25.
Wow.
So you get another 24 hours of viewing for another year if you want to look at some of the historical Inside Sport Fishing stuff. So we tried to price
about
it.
That was the big ones.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so cool. Michael, historyofsportfishing.com is the website, right?
Yes, sir. Thehistoryofsportfishing.com. And thank you guys so much for having us on. I just appreciate all your support. And I can't wait for you guys to see the rest of the episode.
I can't wait. Too.
Excited, buddy.
Yeah, I got my date planned right now. Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it very much. Historyofsportfishing.com. Get it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Michael did a great
Thank
job.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Take
let's
care.
Head north now up to Queen Charlotte Safaris, Haida Gwaii Safaris, a.k.a. Corey Sandin, our co-host, is on the line. Good morning, Corey.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. I hope you guys are having a good show. It was cool listening to that about Michael Foulkes and the history of sport fishing. And, man, I'll tell you, this is such an awesome trip up here. It's almost a history-making deal in itself, man. We all had limits of king salmon, and everybody had just pretty much all the lean cod you wanted. And I think, Bucky, what was your average on lean cod?
28, 30 pounds.
He had fish up to 28-30 pounds.
Average.
He had one that was so huge. It was over 40, yeah?
Yeah.
Over 40. Oh. On our boat, we had lean cod up to 30, but our average was probably 20 pounds. And we were...
Oh, that's unbelievable.
We were so
All
conservative.
On the plastic, right?
That we... All on the slugs, yes, every one of them. And we had such, the kings are the same. Like, there were every boat had a 28 or 30 pounder.
Wow.
And I would say the average on the kings, 12 to 20,
4 pounds, I think, is probably the low end being 12 and the average higher end being like 24 pounds.
Unbelievable.
And just amazing quality.
And
the fish up here are so fatty.
Too, right, Corey?
So the first 2 days, the wind never got over 3 miles an hour. Seriously.
Wow. Like, that's a real shame.
Laughable. And right? I know, exactly. And yesterday the wind came up a little bit, and we were so near limits, we were just like, you know what, let's go visit the museum, let's just go enjoy the culture. We fished for a couple hours and caught a couple coho, and it's just an amazing trip, and Bucky standing next to me over here booked the trip. There's 8 or 10 people from listening to the show that booked it, and every one of them said it completely is far beyond the expectations that were presented.
Yeah.
Like supernatural, Bucky says.
And did you eat well, Corey?
The food is ridiculous. Chef John they put out all these evil, I call it evil, pastries, like house-made pastries and dual pecan pies and just... It's ridiculous. Put it that way. Yeah.
And Valerie is such a great hostess. She just does such a great job. Only 24 people at the lodge. It feels like it's your own place.
It really is. And there is nothing else happening on this entire street, the only street to the marina. And we are the biggest thing happening in this entire area. It's not like you're amongst other lodges and other groups and other, when we show up to the marina, there might be another boat leaving. It's so untapped and unfished. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just amazing. And
it's
right
Corey
now we're looking out at the bay.
It's pretty rare for Corey to be at a loss of words.
That
doesn't happen very often. That's pretty impressive.
Well, if you want to go next year with Corey, Corey's got a trip August 29th through the 3rd, or excuse me, July 29th through the 3rd of August, July 29th through the 3rd of August, and then Harold and I will be up there August 3rd through the 7th. I know there's a couple of spots left on the trip with Harold and myself, and there's a couple spots left to go with Corey, July 29th through 3rd. QCSafaris.com, QCSafaris.com. Don't wait to go on this trip. Super popular. I would say everybody's pretty happy camper up there, right, Corey?
Extremely happy. Yeah, everybody's had a wonderful time. Big group of us getting ready to go on a Dover hike up a creek, and we're watching salmon jump in front of the lodge right now. It's just, we've seen bears every day. We've seen deer on the walk to the marina. It's just, it's beautiful.
It's paradise, for sure. Beautiful place, Haida Gwaii. It is beautiful. Thanks, Corey, and we'll look forward to having you come when you come back, come in and do a little more talking about QC Safaris.
Look forward to it. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
That's
appreciate
right.
it. Glad you had such a great trip.
He's stoked. Good, dude.
Right?
Sounds how about awesome. Wide open Lincod averaging 20?
Oh, my God.
An average.
Yeah. Paradise.
Well, that's amazing.
And they
paradise.
Pull. I mean, they're so much fun.
Especially biting
so
a slug like that.
Oh,
that sounds
God,
rad.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah, for sure.
I dig it.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packing up. They want to talk to Brian.
Gus from Burbank. You're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Yo, Gus.
Let's Talk Hook Up. Yo, Gus. Yo, you guys. It's great to talk to you.
Hi, Gus.
I just,
morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask Brian, if I want to fish Catalina Island, is it best to do a full day or a three-quarter day?
Full day is going to be your best bet. We will have some open party all-day stuff. The last few trips that we've been over at Catalina have been on private charters, but, there's definitely will be some opportunity to fish Catalina Island, both on one of the smaller Dana Wharf boats, and that new San Mateo does have some all-day stuff fishing Catalina Island as well. So just watch the calendar. That smaller boat, like we mentioned earlier in the show, holds will fish 12 guys, so that does sell out rather fast. But you can always call the landing, and they can give you information on what open party trips we do have available fishing Catalina Island.
Cool. Thanks, Gus. Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. Yeah, it says, good morning, guys. I love this show and really love Captain Woolley and Dana Worf and the Dana Worf outfit. In the early 80s, it's where I got my intro into saltwater fishing, and 40-plus years later, I'm still at it. I'd like to give a shout-out to the new young captains at Dana. They're all great ambassadors for the landing and for the industry. You guys do such a great job, and I just wanted to send in my text to say keep it up. That's from Mike at Oceanside.
Cool. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, we work hard. I don't feel young anymore. This is the first year where I've had to, like, put on some reading glasses to tie hooks. yeah, we got a good group of guys running boats for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another text, no name on it, but it's important. I want to go over this. Finally on 1090, suggest you provide an update for us on radio listeners. Are you staying on the radio, moving to another station? That's a good question. As we know, a couple weeks ago, the mightier 1090 went out of business. The Mexican owner of 1090 Signal, Andreas, great guy, worked it out that we stay on the station. The format changed. It's Spanish language station now. We're there for now, but again, and we are very appreciative, and we're hoping we stay for a long term. But the way that you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup for sure is downloading our Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on Google Play and the App Store, and we'll be there.
Yep.
So be assured we'll be there, and we have more exciting things coming too. Very, very soon you'll see some more exciting stuff, but. Yes, we want to be on the radio. It's just a matter of trying to work it out that we stay on the radio. But the best way, and the future, is certainly on the app. So tune in there, and that's the best way to go.
Well said. All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Dan. He's calling us from West Covina this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, good morning, Captain Brian and Pete. It's good to talk to you guys again. There was talk a little bit earlier about someone was mentioning the Dorado that they were fishing for out of Dana last year. And I was thinking, like, you know, if they come up again, and the Elephant Tuna as well, what options do I have, like, for full-day boats that I could probably use to get in on that if they come up like that? The Fury's one of them, and what are some of the others?
So we'll fish it, all of our fleet, if there's an opportunity, right? We try and have an open party trip around our charter business. So if the best opportunity for that boat in that particular, you know, time of the season is offshore, then we'll put that boat online to fish offshore. So it could be on the Dana Pride, it could be on the Clemente, it could be on the Sumfun, or it could be, on the new San Mateo. So just the best bet is just kind of, you know, keep a pulse on what's happening on the offshore scene. And then, if stuff looks like it's starting to kind of kick into gear, there's some good sign, you start seeing some fish trickling to our fish counts, then, you know, call the landing. And, you know, we post our fish counts every day, good, bad, whatever. You can kind of see what's being caught on what boat, and then, you can kind of figure out what trip would fit your schedule. And then call the landing office, and they can let you know what boat would be running, you know, an all-day trip, whatever fits your schedule.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, this was a fun text. Thank it was you. Short and to the point. Willie, where in the heck are our yellowfin, and when do you think they're coming our way? We've been hearing all this word about this incredible long-range fishing going on down the beach. What's it going to take for that fish to move into our waters?
I mean, there's yellowfin tuna in front of Dana Point right now on Spotted Dolphin, right? It's
really?
There. It's been there. It's just, you know, it's a skiff game right now. Like, we're not going to invest time and bait and, you know, your ticket fare, quite honestly, if we don't think you're going to make a catch. Like,
right.
It's just bottom line.
You're not going to chase
around
on a ghost.
So that stuff is there. Some guys on skiffs are catching it, for sure.
But it's not biting wide open.
It's not biting wide open at all. You know, it's a couple fish on a jig here or there, a couple fish up, quick foamer, guys making a perfect cast into it and getting a bite kind of a deal. There's just that body of fish isn't here yet, so... If it shows up and, you know, it's close and it's in our range, we'll absolutely fish it. It's just not here yet.
Yeah.
the sign's great. There's plenty of food.
We hope
the water
it does.
Is nice. It's just
and typically, this is more of a September thing.
100%. It's a fall. Yeah. Like, I was going through some, you know, pictures and stuff like that from the last couple of years offshore, and it wasn't until later in the
July,
fall.
It's only August.
It's early August.
It's early August.
I think we're going to get September, October, and, you know, we were catching that fish into, I think, early November last year, too. So just got to wait.
The Iron Man himself, Gary White, Gary from Lawndale, says, Captain Woolley, twilight trips are always fun. What do you think is the best rig to fish a twilight trip?
That's cool. So our guys are fishing bass, fly line setups, live bait, 100%, lighter line. I mean, whatever. When I say light, for, you know, San Diego standards, 15 pounds probably pretty light. So 15 to 20 pound stuff is what most of our...
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning. Willie's going to do us the honor and flip the prize coin. Again, giving away a half-day and three-quarter-day trips to two lucky callers.
All right.
Okay, the winner of the half-day trip, congratulations, Bob and Dana Point. You got yourself two half-day passes. Winner of the three-quarter-day passes is the texter, and that's Bill from Mission Viejo. Congratulations, cool. You guys.
Right on.
All right, hey, and
Will,
thank you.
So much fun, dude.
Thank you, first of all,
here.
For all the great reports. Every Sunday.
Yeah,
appreciate you taking the time to do that. And always great to hear from Dana Ware Sport Fishing. And if somebody wants to come fishing with you on the Some Fun out of Dana Ware Sport Fishing or any of the great boats out of Dana Ware, how do we do it?
So call the landing. Got to make those reservations, 949-496-5794. Or you can hit us online at danawharf.com.
All right. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
and
thanks
to Chris for keeping us on the air and on the board there and all the great people at Sports Grid. Thank you out there for being there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. Next Saturday, Brian Kierhar from the American Angler and Mike and Howard from Captain Rollo's will be here.
That's
next Sunday, Conway Bowman from Fisherman and Cast for Hope. Next weekend, we'll see you right back here on the app and radio network of Let's Talk Cook Up. Thanks for being out there for us. We appreciate it.